Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. The last show of the season for Thalian Association Children's Theater is called Tact Radio, Hits Through the Ages. It's a musical review featuring music from the 1950s to today. And because of graduation coming up for so many high school students that are in the show, it would normally be two weekends, but it is just this weekend. But they'll pack in a lot of performances between now and the Sunday afternoon show. So here to tell us all about it is Michelle Reif, who was directing, and Rachel Walter, who is a senior at New Hanover High School, and she's getting ready to go off to college, graduating next weekend, going off to college. So welcome. Thank you both for coming in today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us about the show. Michelle, this is not a play with a plot. What it is lots of wonderful musical vignettes.
Lots of music. In fact, I counted them because our music director, Jonathan Barber, it's been a real strain on him. There are 50 songs in the show.
Wow. Are there really?
50 songs. Some of them are, you know, snippets. We do a Beatle medley that has 11 songs in it, and my surprise was that most of the kids knew them. I was so proud. But we do that. We do a disco medley, so things kind of get compacted.
Right.
But there are a lot of songs that we do the full version of, especially the newer stuff, which the kids all, again, came in knowing. That was a blessing for us.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Does Jonathan Barber have a little orchestra with him?
He does. We have bass, and actually we don't have bass. We have a keyboard player. Chiaki Ito has been so kind to come over because she's a friend of mine, and she's going to really help us out a lot, and have a guitarist and a drummer.
Good.
So it's nice that the kids get to work with live music instead of just a tape, a CD. We usually work with a CD because of the expense. It's extremely expensive to pay an orchestra, but they are wonderful to give us their time, have stayed over in the evenings to work on it, and they've been a real blessing. The kids love singing to live music. There's nothing like it. And if something goes wrong, a live musician can correct it.
Yes.
While a CD can't.
It just keeps rolling no matter what is going on. Exactly.
But we have 50 kids in the show from the ages of, I think, 8 to 18. I have three seniors who are graduating, so it is their last show. We're making sure they get featured. My choreographers, and I use that in the plural, I have Judy Greenhut, Kevin Green, Mary Beth Henderson, and David Loudermilk, the new artistic director of the Thalian Association. They have been huge help.
Now, why do you need four choreographers?
Well,
I understand there's 50 performers, but talk to me about this.
50 performers and, as I said, 50 songs, but actually with all the medleys, there are a few big dance medleys. They do a big disco medley. That's four disco diva numbers, you know. Of course, Donna Summers and Gloria Gaynor. And so they do a disco medley. I had to have a dancer to choreograph that. It's a little bit out of my league.
Exactly.
They do a wonderful opening number, which is two of the big new numbers, It's Always a Good Time and
I Got a Feeling.
I Got a Feeling, that's right. And so, again, choreographer. We do Happy. Kevin choreographed that for me. So it's been a huge help. I could never have managed to put that together with these kids. It's 23 musical segments, so it's an awful lot of blocking.
How long does the show go?
The show, probably with intermission, will be 2 hours.
Okay.
Maybe a little less.
That's a whole lot of music a lot of performances in a two-hour slot. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Michelle Reif, who is directing a show for Thalian Association Children's Theater. It's the last show of this season. It's called Tact Radio, Hits Through the Ages, which is a musical review from the 1950s to today. We'll talk now with one of the stars of the show. Rachel Walter is here. Rachel, tell me, first of all, in your own personal life, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
I'm kind of an old soul. all my friends think I listen to old lady music, but I currently have a Beatles CD in my car right now, and it's been rotating out with Led Zeppelin and stuff like that. But I do like more modern stuff. I love Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson and Michael Bublé, stuff like that.
Wonderful. Now, in the show, what numbers are you involved in, and what's your favorite ones to sing?
My solo song is Royals by Lorde, which is a lot of fun because it's really different song, and it's nice and low because I have a low voice.
I don't know that song. Is it kind of a ballad or is it?
Yeah, it's a more modern song, and the singer, Lord, she's really cool. She's only 16 years old, and she's kind of a up-and-comer, and she's very down-to-earth and honest, which is refreshing in today's musical industry. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other medleys. I love the Beatles medley. Beatles was... We listened to it all the time with my dad in the car. Yeah. So just singing along to all these songs that I grew up with is really great. And the last song in the show is Hey Jude, and I know that's going to make the tears flow.
Oh, that's such a great song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really wrote some beautiful stuff. And you can see it's lasted for so long and it's still popular because it was so good.
Absolutely.
And we fully expect the audience to join in with them.
Most excellent.
You can't nah without audience participation.
Now, Rachel, are you also a dancer? Is that something you really enjoy doing?
It is. And all these choreographers, I've gotten to work with each of them over the years. So it's really awesome to have a show where I get to work with all of them at once. Judy Greenhut, I've been in her dance classes since I was in sixth grade,
I think. Isn't she terrific?
Oh, my gosh. She's fantastic.
And a great teacher, mm-hmm. as well as a great choreographer.
She's so, like, sprite elf-like. She has so much energy.
She's a bit
I love her.
Yes, yes.
And so it's just, and each of them have an individual style, which is so different. So each number is really unique and has a different sort of feel to it. So it's fantastic.
Wonderful. Michelle, what keeps you coming back, doing show after show for TACT? I know you have worked with these young people for many years now.
23 years.
Yeah, and you have a very busy life as a performer yourself, being in lots of shows around town.
They keep me coming back. They know it's gotten really hard for me in the last few years. This is the first one I'm directing in about 5 or 6 years. The last show I directed for them was the show I was diagnosed with cancer. So
yeah.
I kind of went away for a while. I came back and worked on the first 3 musical reviews we did with Tom Briggs. So we had help. He was in charge. I just kind of strung along and did a few. So taking on this was massive. I musical directed in the last few years for a few of their shows. Again, because you have a teammate, it helps a lot.
Exactly.
But taking the lead again is extremely stressful for someone whose health isn't perfect. But they make me come back. I can't give them up. They keep me young.
Well, and you have such wonderful people to work with. Jonathan Barber, who I know you've worked with before, and
yes.
then Chiaki Ito coming in like that. What a gift.
Yeah, he was so grateful. It's so nice to have 2 keyboard players
yes.
who can trade off. It's a lot of music, and it's song to song to song. And the other thing about this show, which makes it unique, is we put it together.
Mm.
I spent months just jotting down artists and songs and knew I'd do a Beatle medley, knew I'd do a disco medley, but what songs? Trying to pick Beatles songs to just, that's impossible, especially for a child of the 60s.
Yes.
Impossible. It's like, oh, that one, I can't add that. I've got enough. So, it's been a lot of work putting it together. And I know the kids don't realize we had nothing. So you have no music. You have no ideas. Poor Jonathan the other day spent hours just copying music to be able to then share it with the drummer
exactly.
and the guitarist. And
wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Wow. Were they all the young performers in the show, were they given sheet music or did they just learn it all by ear? How did you
some of it
do
they
that?
Learn by ear. We mm-hmm. just give them lyrics for the shortest, the Beatle medley. You know they all know that. You don't have to
Good.
Provide music, but you give them lyrics. But the soloists, they each got the music for their song.
Good.
And the more complex things, it's a lot of music.
It sounds like it. The show opens tonight at 7 o'clock. All the performances are at Hannah Block Historic USO, the old Community Arts Center at 2nd and Orange. Tickets are on sale there. The show runs tonight and tomorrow at 7. On Saturday, there are 2 shows, one at 3 in the afternoon and one at 7 in the evening. And then the last performance is Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Again, it's called TACT Radio, Hits Through the Ages, the final show of the season. for Thalian Association Children's Theater with a musical review of music from the 1950s to today. I would ask you two to start singing something right now, but I'm not going to be so rude. Michelle's shaking her head.
Thank you
very much. No warm-ups, just sing. But thank you so much for coming in today, and have fun tonight.
Oh, we
thank
sure
you.
Will.
I know
Thanks
you
for
will.
Having us.
And congratulations to what college are you going to again in the fall?
NC State.
Good for you. Will you be continuing with your love of music?
Absolutely. I plan on joining like the theater program that they have there.
Glad to hear it. All right. And Michelle Reeve, you keep on trucking love. You look good.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank
all
goodness.
Right. This is WHQR.